Day of Pentecost, I wanted to talk about this this morning. I felt that it fitted in with everything that I wanted to say. And then I wake up this morning and I find I've been in a tragedy last night. But I don't want to change what I want to say. I think it's appropriate. 2 weeks in a row, I've had the privilege of either baptizing or dedicating a little child in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And today, especially, to dedicate our own grandchild, a very special day for me and Ingrid, and also David and Allison, and the family who are here today to witness this. Very proud grandparents, very proud parents, and all who are here. But how can something so small be so important? Was what first went through my mind. Whenever a child is born and people arrive, well wishers arrive with cards and little dinky size dolls, toys, and clothes, and they come along and they want to know, first thing is, when was she born? What size was she? Who does she look like? You know, all those things. And when we look at a child, and sometimes they are so small. My niece in Kenya gave birth to her third child, not a small child. But we know some who have been very small, just 1 or 2 pounds. And we wonder, you've seen a little child that got in the palm of a doctor's hand, so seemingly insignificant. But I have to say that some of them can look quite perfect indeed. There we go. Parted lips and everything. Little fingers and little toes and little nose and big eyes and big lungs. And boy, can't they make a noise. How can so many decibels come out of something that small? But more to the point, how can something so small and seemingly insignificant be so important? How can it be so important? There's so many small things in life we just bypass. It's not important. And as we're growing up, these things come along to our life and we treat them as insignificant. We don't need that. Throw it to the side. We get on with our toys. We get on with our games. We get on with this. We get on with life and the little things we push to the side. First time I heard of it, I was young at the time. I remember some of it from the news, but it was during the time of the Vietnam War when the helicopter, chopper as it became known, became the chief mode of transport for American troops around the country. And apparently, on a helicopter or a chopper, there's a small but vitally small piece of metal that holds everything together. It's the bolt at the top of the propeller shaft that bolts on the rotor blades. And it's referred to as the Jesus bolt. And here's a picture. You see what Topper says? You might just see it there. Just there. Jesus, not Jesus bolt. There's it there. And that's the only thing that holds those rotor blades on. And so the soldiers who were being transported around, many of them looking for something to put their faith in, you know, said, Jesus bolt. It's got to be the Jesus bolt. I want you to know that if ever you go up in a helicopter, Jesus is looking after you. One famous preacher used to say that God hangs great weights on slender wires. I think it was a quote from the memoirs of Benjamin Franklin. And I wonder what great weights, important weights, the Lord in the future may lay upon that little child that I dedicated this morning. We do not know. I wonder in what time of life Lainey will come to the realization to realize the purpose for which God and Christ brought her into our world. Lainey is so loved, and if Charlie's anything to go by, she's got nothing to worry about anything. You know, she's got so many toys, and she will be given every possible opportunity in life. But after the innocent childhood years are over, and after the lightheartedness of youth, you know what I mean by that, don't you? The lightheartedness of youth is past, and for some is passing. Important though those times are, for the formation of our mind and body and character, how quickly will she come to realize, I have an important contribution to make to the lives of others, the society around me, and the kingdom of heaven? That's a lot to lay on a little child. We don't lay that on a child, of course. But I want to lay it upon you, because we're grown up. And it is something that, by faith, Mark and Rebecca have taken a step this morning, an important step along that line. And like the Jesus bowl that is so small and seemingly insignificant, what we did this morning is of great importance. And I, for one, believe that the Christian life is lived not just for the life to come, and a lot of people think it is, but it's not just for the life to come, but for the very world and time in which we presently live, because we are called to serve this present age, and we are to find our place in His world to make a difference in the lives of others around us. Just want to share with two things this morning with you. And the first is this. It's called making a difference. We are to make a difference. This is Pentecost Sunday, and we are, by the Spirit of God, to make a difference in our world and make a difference in the kingdom of God. That can be as a doctor, as a nurse. We have two nurses started, two young people in our church this year who are starting as nurses. We have a policeman, I think there's a policeman with us here this morning. We have a social worker, any kind of public servant, you know, making a difference in our world today. It could be in the area of commerce or technology or in the services industry or food halls. We need them all. We need them all. It could be in a variety of ministries and churches today. God calls people to many different vocations in life, and they all work together. The standards of living that we enjoy today are ours because there are people in past decades and centuries who contributed their skills to everything around them, and it made our world better. It made what I enjoy something good. In the advances of health and medicine and working conditions, so many things that we take for granted all the time, you will find God's Spirit working in all of those areas of life today. We come across people who are, how can I put it, they are different. You know anybody who's different? Well, you're a bit different, you're saying. Ooh. Not a disadvantage to be different. Jesus was like us in every way, and yet he was different. He was different because he never committed one sin in his life. He was different because he loved like other people didn't love. He was different because he showed grace in times of difficulty. He didn't go with the flow. He was different. And he made a difference because he was different. And my understanding of the message of the gospel is this: God gave the whole of Christ for the whole world. He gave the whole of Christ for the whole world, and he made a difference. And the moment we come to realize that my life's work, our life's work, your life's work can serve God and his kingdom in this world, when you get to that moment, I want to tell you, it's a moment of privilege. Because like me, you have been in jobs, and I've been in loads of jobs when I was young, and I always envied that person. That they've got a good job. They've got a good wage. They're going to be able to buy a home someday. I would like to be them when they retire, having fulfilled a wonderful career. Doesn't matter what you do, you can serve God with what you're doing. And that is true whether or not our work is voluntary or paid, whether it is in the public arena or the commercial sector, whether it is in the church or in the community. And to discover that is worth more than money, because it is what we become in life that matters. And it's what Lainey becomes in life that really matters. Let me give you a few examples of what you can become. Some of these are very easy. Some are more difficult. Some are what you're doing now, what you are able to do. Here's just a few. Talk about becoming something. Abraham became a father. Sarah became a mother. Happens every day. People think, that was easy. Moses became a leader. Nehemiah became a builder. Peter, he became a preacher. Barnabas, he was the encourager. Esther, she became a queen in a foreign land and saved a nation. Ruth, a Moabite immigrant, became the great-grandmother of King David. These people we know make a difference, have made a difference to the world. And we